Welcome back to another episode of Defend the Nest podcast. I know it's been a very long minute since I've done one of these, but I thought this season I would try to get back into it because I know I say this every year, but I feel like the girls are going to do really well this season. This is finally it. We're finally going to get back up there. So I'm going to start off by talking about the opening lineup. What I assume will be the opening lineup, or just take a wild couple of guesses and stabs at that. Or should we just start with the off-season movements, just to recap everything, shall we? So basically, compared to previous off-seasons, the girls didn't lose as many players as they usually do. Let's start with the list, shall we? Josh Lapina, we knew he wasn't coming back. The writing was on the wall. He'd been pretty much played out of the lineup by season's end, by the likes of Owen Lindmark. And yeah, he just wasn't really, I don't know what, just injuries and such caught up to him, maybe. And then moving down, Jan Mischak was extended. They brought back Justin Bailey. Oh my God, I'm so happy they did. And I just, it just made so much sense that they would, but you just never know because we've been let down so many times in the past. Nikita Nesterenko was extended. Oh wait, I think he already was signed through. Yeah, so is Colson Petrie. Carson Torinsky went to the Czech Republic or Czechia. Sasha Pastajov is already signed through for this season. Nathan Gauthier is already signed through for the next two seasons. Carson Mayer moved on to Buffalo, and I think that was quite early in the piece in the offseason. And then everybody else is signed through for the next couple of years or this year. The vets, Ryan Carpenter, he has 1 year left on his two-year deal that he signed last offseason. And I believe Travis Howell was extended during the season, so he's just through this season as well. Judd Caulfield signed. Did I just call him Caulfield just like BJ does? Caulfield. He signed, I found that interesting, directly with San Diego. He didn't try to sign an NHL deal. He signed an AHL deal. Owen Lindmark and Ryan Lodenbach were given AHL deals as well, I believe. I've got that in the news somewhere. And then on the defense, Dylan Hetherington moved on to Europe. Rodwin D'Anicio had his contract terminated, and I've just followed up and see that he's gone back to Switzerland, so he's signed back with a Swiss club there. Everybody else was already signed, except Will Francis was given a deal, an AHL deal, with the girls. Ian Moore was given a deal as well. I think he signed that last year though, didn't he? Anthony, so it's the tweeners, the Tulsa call-ups. Anthony Costantini signed with the Allen Americans, so we won't be seeing him. Andrew Lucas, who I really sad to see him go, but didn't get to see him much last year. He went to Europe as well. Did he go to Czech? No, Slovakia. That's right, it's gone to Slovakia. Roman Canal was brought back on an AHL deal, as was Jono Biakpatuka, already was signed, I believe, yeah. But those two I'm thinking we'll see in Tulsa. And then goalies, we have a slot of goalies. Excited to see Suhanik back in the fold this year, full-time. Kelly Klang looked better as the year went on last year, and he finished the year pretty strong, I'd say. And we just recently got Huso, cleared waivers and came down, so we're going to have three goalies to start the year. I'm pretty sure that's how all that's going to work. And they'll probably just take turns getting time in Tulsa just to get some game time. Dansk recently signed in Czech. Clara was declared to be in Europe, I believe. And Butia, it's still in San Diego, but I think he'll be assigned to Tulsa. Yeah, I haven't seen any notification that he's been assigned yet, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. And so, moving on to the opening lineup. This is the fun part, because I'm going to look really dumb and wrong by the time the first one comes out, but I believe, let's see, I reckon the first line will definitely have Ryan Carpenter and Justin Bailey together, because those two worked very well together. And at season's end, they had Niku Majdovic on their wing, and I reckon that will be the case to start. The coaches seem to love that kid, and he did have a really good showing at rookie camp. So, second line, I'm going with the tried and true line that was on fire last year, up until they all got kind of injured. Jan Meshack centering Sasha Pastajov and Jude Caulfield. That line is going to be very good if they can stay healthy. And the third line, this is a question because Nathan Gauthier was declared injured before the rookie camp, and I was a bit worried about that. Or was it before Ducks camp? Oh, before Ducks camp. But given that he's on the Goals team website and Colson Petrie is not, I'm assuming that means Gauthier is either day-to-day or good to go to start the season. So if he's good to go, I have him centering the third line with Igor Sidorov on the left and Matthew Phillips, newcomer vet Matthew Phillips, on the right. So that's two very talented scoring wingers centering Nathan Gauthier. And the fourth line, Tim Washey, the newcomer who the Ducks signed after college last year. Very handy in front of the net, and it just shows that the goal's depth this year, that he's the fourth line. I mean, it could be interchangeable. It could be Washey on the third with Gauthier on the fourth. Actually, that probably will be the case. And on his line, his wings, I did have Colson Petrie, but I've seen that he is injured, and Elite Prospects has a note saying that he is likely out till the end of November. So some sort of upper body injury that happened before training camp. And also recently signed Cal Burke, who, checking his game totals between NHL and AHL, he fits into the wildcard vet status, so he hasn't quite played the total amount of games required to be a veteran. So I'm just bringing up my page now to tell you what that is, because I can't remember off the top of my head, and it's still loading. Sorry. Here it goes. Yes, he hasn't played over 320 NHL or AHL games. I think off the top of my head, he'd played 282 or something like that. So not quite Nick Briard levels, who's played 306, but getting there. So he can still slide into the lineup, and currently I've got him on the fourth line because there's nowhere else to put him because the depth is so good. Can you tell how excited I am? So for Spears, I've just put a note that Colson Petrie's injured and out till November, end of November. It was a toss-up who I put on that fourth line in his place, but I put Owen Lundmark because I believe he had a pretty good showing during rookie camp. But keep an eye out for the dark horse Drew Elliott, because I think the girls liked what they saw of him in the one game that he got in near the end of last season. And then when he went to Tulsa, he was a point-per-game player. He had 3 points in three games and another 6 points in six postseason games in Tulsa, so he could be one to watch. Otherwise, they've also got Ryan Lautenbach, Travis Howe, of course, and Jackson Weeb has been assigned to Tulsa already, but he will be the first forward call-up at this point until we get some more sent down, I'm guessing. On defense, I have put old friend Nick Briard on the first pairing alongside Roland McEwen. That is totally guesswork, that I don't know the D pairing so well. I just know that Solberg and Moore worked really well together last year, and given that now that the Ducks were able to send down Huso, that means that Moore will go back up, because they currently only have six defenders and they'll need one more injury cover, and that's who they had in mind, I'm pretty sure. So We'll have Briard and McKeown on the top pairing. On the second pairing, I've put Solberg alongside Luneau, the left shot, right shot. And Luneau's pretty much a vet now, even though it's only his second year. He can handle himself and he can cover for Solberg's rookie mistakes every so often. But if he can't, then they might swap McKeown for Luneau. And of course, the ever reliable Tyson Hines and Noah Warren together on the third pairing, which is a good yin yang of brawn and puck skills. But then Warren showed some good puck skills in the recent camp, I saw some Ducks fans saying. So the defense is looking very strong. To mention that we have waiting in the wings Connor Smith, who he's getting pretty old for a prospect now, but he's going to also need to really push his case to make the lineup, which I'm sure he will every now and then, because as someone's pointed out to me on Twitter, who do the girls have to stand up for their players and engage in instigators and such? That would definitely be Connor Smith. So I'm sure he will be in the lineup every now and then. Will Francis, the feel-good story of the year, who can hold his own, but just doesn't quite have the skill that these guys ahead of him has. And Bianca Patuka showed that he can play as well, though I think he'd be better served getting top minutes in Tulsa. And Roman Canal, we saw he can play as well. So I'm not worried about the goals defense this year at all. And goal, this is the interesting case. I'm not entirely sure what the rules are, but I know I've seen it before, where the goals carried three goalies, I'm sure, for at least a month at one point over the last couple of seasons. There was a point where they did, I'm sure of it. I'm trying to remember who they were. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter about who they were if you feel so inclined. But we've got Ville Husso, Thomas Juhanek, and Kelly Klang. My assumption is they'll get on the back-to-backs one. So probably be Husso and Juhanek to start the year. With Klang sort of stringing along, he might get sent down to get a couple of games in Tulsa and then come back up, and then he'll rotate them through. Maybe Juhanek Klang the next weekend on a one-in-one-out basis. And that can't really hurt, especially if one goes down, which will always be the case. So it's going to be an exciting lineup and exciting start to the year. And speaking of which, who are we starting? We're starting with a visit to Coachella Valley, our favourite spicy chickens. That is this Friday for you guys, eh? This is where I get confused. Friday for you guys, Saturday for me, yeah. And that's it to start the season, just the one game on Saturday. For me, sorry, Friday for you. It's a bit of a weird October, isn't it? Because then they go to come home to play Henderson on the Saturday, the 18th. And then there's another break and Colorado comes in on the Wednesday. So those first three games are actually a pretty good test, because Coachella Valley have always been near the top, but the girls proved they could hang with them towards the end of last season. So yes, will be interesting to see, considering the likes of Sam Colangelo was a big reason why they could hang with them. So if they can come out of the gates strong, I know that's never been a girls thing because it takes them a while to gel. Though that shouldn't be as hard this season, because they all should know each other pretty well. There's only about three or four new faces. So let's say they snatch some points in Coachella, give them a shock, and then come home. And Henderson, although they didn't do so well last year, they were finishing the year strong. I still don't see them being much better this year. So I'm going to say let's grab some points there as well. And then Colorado is the real test. Consistently good. Made the playoffs and did quite well last year. That one, I'd just be happy to come away with a overtime loss or something like that. Just grab an extra point. And San Diego could have 5 points to start the season. How good would that be? I mean, compared to previous years where it's been a dreary October of barely managing 2 or 3 points. So I am thinking San Diego could have a really good start to the season. And I'm really excited about that. I really don't have too much else to say, but if you have any other thoughts or questions, feel free to send them through to me on Twitter. That's the one where I'm most active. And I'm happy to oblige. Yeah. Right. Oh, and one last bit. So this is going to sound hilariously bad, but I can't actually cover this Saturday's, possibly some, you know, just can't cover this opening game for the year because I will be flying with my job. So I'll do my best to catch up on it as soon as I get back. But yep, you know, the whole full-time job thing gets in the way. And one last thing. Yeah, look forward to the season. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, Defend the Nest SD, Reddit, and on my website, defendthenest.com. And you will be seeing me in future in San Diego. It is happening. I have an announcement that I won't go into details of right now, but I will be winging my way over there. Not this coming season, but this season after. So that's a long tease, but it's happening. Righto. Let's go goals. Let's get some wins to start this season. And I'd like to say thanks again, actually, for everyone that's followed me and interacted with me and generally enjoyed my work, because I'm just doing this for fun, really, but I am enjoying it. Thank you so much.